goes, the path goes down the ice. The goalie jumps, the players bump, the fans all go insane. Summer roars, Johnny scores, the good old hockey game. Hello and welcome. It is Monday, October 17th, and this is the Odd Man Rush. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Andrew and Chad. How you guys doing?
How you doing, Sean? Feeling really great. Take three, and we're killing it so far.
No one needs to know, but it's fine. Thanks for tuning in. Please remember to subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, and maybe leave a review if you feel like it. Maybe something nice. That'd be great. Follow us on Twitter. @_oddmanrush, or send us an email at theoddmanrushpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, all those things.
I've been leaving reviews,
a lot of them just saying things, good things.
That'd be good.
And different people.
But if someone other than us could leave a review or send us an email or follow us on Twitter, that would just be wonderful.
Running out of names, guys.
They only let you make so many email addresses before they cut
it's
you
true.
Off.
People start asking questions.
So, we have had about 1 week of real hockey action, and it's been great.
Yeah, loving it.
Loving it.
So, happy to have it back, for sure.
Tons of storylines, and a lot of excitement. It's been really nice.
Yeah, so obviously, the biggest thing that happened this week was Austin Matthews scoring 4 goals in his debut.
Who's that?
It's a guy. He just started, and... he got some goals.
Scored some
goals.
He
got about 4 of them.
I don't know if you heard or not, but he's from Arizona, so that's cool.
So why doesn't he play there?
Oh, because he has to play in Canada. That's what happens if you're good.
Oh, okay.
He should probably retire because he would be the greatest Leaf to ever play.
Ooh, don't put on top. Wow.
But greatest man.
Ever.
But yeah, he had a great debut. I feel like I was watching the games on NBC, and they just kept updating whenever he scored a goal, and it was getting just absolutely out of control.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the same thing, and we were texting in our group chat too, and it's like, okay, holy shit, like this kid just scored again after 2. We were like, whoa, and then it was like again, and it's like you can't even watch the game that was on. I don't even remember what the game was, but it's like you couldn't even watch it because it was just interrupted every like 5 minutes by this kid scoring another goal. I mean, he scored all 4 of them in the first 2 periods, so
it's a big deal. First 3 shots ever, 3 goals.
Yeah,
the Toronto Matthews, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
right,
that's good.
The Toronto Matthews.
You know, Gabrick said that since the start of this game, I didn't even have a chance to drink 4 beers, and he's got 4 goals.
Classic Gabby.
Get better,
I guess that's
dude.
What they do on injury reserve. They don't. Training anything, they just sit around and watch the games and drink.
Why not?
You know,
I love it. It's the most hockey.
That's what I do. It's like I'm on injured reserve all the time.
I've been on the shelf for about 7 years now, so.
Yeah, I'm on the pup.
It's been pretty crazy. He also got the Wayne Gretzky seal of approval.
Well, there you go. Now he's made it. No, you're right. He should just retire because it's only going to get worse.
Right. It's all downhill from here, you know?
I mean, even like by the end of the game, like they lost, so. He should have just scored the 4 goals and rode off into the sunset.
He could score 3 next week and they'd say, oh, well, he didn't score 4. That's the Leafs. He's deteriorating.
It's like, oh, he's already, you know, trending in a downward. He's trending down.
All right, but all joking aside, it was amazing. And it gives us an opportunity to debut a new segment, perhaps, or maybe it's just something that we're going to do called Good News, Bad News. So it's going to go something like this. Hey, Toronto fans, good news. Austin Matthews is a stud. Bad news. You lost the game.
Yeah, they did. They lost.
Yeah. Hey, Toronto, good news. You might be decent in, like, 6 years. Hey, bad news is you still suck right now.
Hey, Austin, good news, buddy. A lot of women. Bad news. You're 18.
Ooh.
He's 19. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, Austin, good news. If you go on injured reserve, or I guess that's only bad news.
No, well, it's both. Because you're hurt.
Because of the beers.
You go on injured reserve, you can't drink. So that's the bad news. I don't know what the good news. Good news would be don't go on injured reserve. Because you can't drink.
Hey, Austin, good news.
It's
you had a great debut. Bad news. I guarantee everyone tweeted at you about your mom.
who they showed like 1,000 times on TV.
She was happy, dude.
She was happy. Dude, also Ottawa giving out like free scarves to all their fans. That was dope.
Yeah. It's cold.
I just saw them on the seats when they kept showing the mom. There was like Toronto scarf or Ottawa scarfs on all the seats. I was like, oh, that's...
I didn't know where you were going with that, but okay, apparently that happened.
Six scarf.
Yeah, so speaking of moms, obviously Austin Matthews' mom was there. We saw her 1,000 times. But his teammate, Mitch Marner, he also a rookie, he scored his first goal, and his mom was in the bathroom. And she missed it.
That bitch.
I hope.
Come on, mom.
I hope they panned over during the telecast of that game, and she just wasn't there.
She's just not there. Just
he's looking up,
sitting there by himself.
The graphic comes up. It's like Mitch Marner's mom, and there's just no one.
He's pointing to where she's supposed to be.
Surprised it didn't go like TMZ scandal style, where like they videoed her coming out of the bathroom, like, why weren't you there? Where were you? She's like, oh my god, I don't know what's happening.
So
but, I mean, they have TVs in the bathroom and stuff, so I'm sure she still saw the goal.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's why she went just get a better view.
Yeah, it was more private. She wanted, you know, some room to herself. She didn't want the cameras all in her face.
Obviously, so, Austin Matthews' mom cares more about him than Mitch Marner's mom does.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's what I get from this.
Yeah, well, his mom's from Mexico, so like they buy.
Sure, them. Sure. And he's 19.
Yeah.
You know. So.
How old is he?
I think he's 19. Only 19.
I got one more of these.
But I hear he's still a teenager. That's what I keep hearing. My sources keep telling me he is a teenager at the moment.
Oh. Well, it's 19.
Right. He's a teenager. He's in the age of teens.
I got one more good news, bad news.
So. Oh, we're ready.
Hey, Austin, good news. You're currently the best-selling jersey in the NHL. Bad news. Hey. Now it's more likely someone's going to throw your jersey on the ice in disgust.
That'll definitely happen.
Yeah, after they lose, like, their 50th game of the season.
Yeah.
2 goals, that's it?
You piece of shit.
Oh, I don't know. That's enough Matthews talk. Congrats, kid, you did it.
Yeah, you did good.
Moving on from that, the other, I get probably the most significant thing that happened in our hockey weeks was the Caps-Pens game. Season opener for both teams. And I made the mistake of turning this game on early and had to watch the whole goddamn cup celebration, banner raising stuff. Well, I didn't have to, but I turned it on. I just sat down and I had a beer, and it was awful. That was goddamn painful.
Filmed in slow motion.
I was unaware. Like, I mean, I wasn't unaware, but the game 5 of the NLDS was on between the Nationals and the Dodgers. So I had that on, and then I didn't even know that they were doing the banner raising on TV. So I just saw a tweet from Sean that was like, wow, this is awful. I hate this. And I was like, oh, I got to watch it. So I just turned that on, and I got to watch it, which was pretty sweet. So thank
you're
you.
Just the worst person.
Yeah, appreciate that.
God, it was, oh, I mean, congratulations, Penguins, I get it, but like, what did they did this on purpose. They put us there so that I had to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very well, centric around you.
That's like the reigning in the new season, and like, fuck you to all the other teams. Because, I mean, every team does it. Like, I remember watching the Kings one, too, and they're just like, it's so shitty when it's not your team. You're just like, you sons of bitches. Like, how dare
you have that, like, big break. You just got done kind of warming up, and then you're just standing there, you know, for that long.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, it was overall a great game, I thought. I mean, it seems every game between these two teams goes overtime and shootout, one or the other. And they just always seem to be real close, like 3-2, 3-3 games, so.
Yeah, it was a great game. Both
feels
of the
like
teams
the Penguins are getting faster every year.
Yeah, we do. I mean, that's our game plan now. We've really switched it up under new management, and I think it's – I mean, it worked at the end of last year. I like our defensive pairings, and I think obviously goalies kind of – I think Fleury's already given up 2 in the first period against the Avalanche, but they're a good team, so that's tonight. But the big question mark is Crosby, but obviously, you know, if we can start the season 3-0 without him, it really just depends. I mean, like they said, that it's not going to be that big of a deal, we don't think, so.
Yeah, the Pens look great. The Capitals look great too. They came out with a lot of speed, which was exciting.
Ran over us in that, like, real early. You guys took it to us hard, and then Burrow scored. Or what are they calling him? Berkey?
Burt? Yeah. Burke? Burt? I don't know.
I don't like it.
Call him Burrow.
No, it's not right.
It's Burrow.
Sure.
So Burrow scored that first one, and we were really on our heels in those first couple of minutes. So
I love that all Swedish line. Burkowski.
Oh, it's so sweet. It's just so smooth.
Yeah, they're great. That's a lot of fun.
They just know. I mean, and they haven't been playing with each other that long, right? I mean, that was
game one. So
yeah,
no.
So I mean, it's pretty crazy to see, because I mean, they knew where each other were the entire, like, all the time, all over the line. You could see it when they would, you know, storm behind the net, or when somebody came right in front of the net. Just the way they rotated around the ice, it was really kind of nice to watch. It was. Again, I just thought it looked really smooth. Like, they knew what they were doing, and they weren't rushing anything. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, you're right. They weren't rushing anything because they're Swedish.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. So, Tom versus Tom, we had a little fight?
We did. Shocker, Tom Wilson got into a fight. But no one really, like, nothing really happened.
Okay, so, what? There's this website. I literally just Googled Tom Wilson versus Tom Stastito. And there's a website called hockeyfights.com.
Smart.
And it says who got in the fight. It has a video. And then it has the results of people that voted. So 86 people voted. It had an average rating of 4.4. I don't know what that's out of, though. And it says that 80% said Tom Stastito won, 3% said Wilson won, and 16% said it was a draw.
Well,
so
if I remember,
I was wondering what that third option was going to be.
I texted Sean right after the fight, and I said that, well, first of all, I thought it was a lame fight. Like, they both seemed very non-committal to actually fighting. Right. They dropped the gloves, and then they were both on defense the entire time.
Well, you know what happened? They grabbed each other, and they were like, holy shit, like, this is a fat test guy. Both of them are fat test guys. Those are big
boys.
He's like,
I can't move this guy, man.
Yeah, those are big boys, and they're like, I don't want to do this. So they just kind of danced around for a little while, and, you know. I mean, they're both, like, 6'4 plus. Those are big guys.
They're both big boys. And
yeah, I'm good.
They had each other by, like, that one part of the jersey. Like, it's right between, like, your punch-throwing shoulder and, like, your chest. And he had that part of the jersey. Both of them had it. And they couldn't, like, get the hand around to actually punch, because he would just keep pushing him with that fist that he was holding him, holding the jersey with. So, I mean, it was a real lame fight, but it was nice to see that there's still some bad blood, because it didn't take very long that fight.
But both teams look great through the game, as we said. It's going to be a fun season series as it goes, and it's probably going to be another heartbreaking playoff series, but, you know, it's going to be fun. There's going to be some rough stuff. It's high skill hockey, and these teams are going to be two of the best teams all year.
It was a nice ringing end of the season, and the 3-on-3, yeah, 3-on-3 was a lot of fun to watch between two teams that have some really skilled players on him. And, you know, even in the shootout, I mean, your boy Phil got the winner. So
I love Phil. I really do.
Watch. And then directly after that, the Caps come back and they take down the Islanders. So that was a nice bounce back win. Nice to see they didn't skid or anything. And you pointed out that Jason Chimera was on the top line for the Islanders.
Yeah, what? Like, how? How does Jason Chimera
We had him on our top line for, like, two games.
Yeah, it just should never happen.
No, it shouldn't.
It's, like, just so funny, though.
Tavares has to be so upset.
He's probably a third line guy.
Yeah, Tavares just has to be so upset that, like, they can't put anyone with skill around him. Like, why have Jason Chimera on your top line? Your top line center is John Tavares. Give him something.
Yeah, like, it's not like they don't have decent play. I mean, they did get rid of some guys.
Yeah.
Or let them go. But, I mean, it's not like they don't have decent play. This is a team that made it to the playoffs last year, won a decent amount of games. I mean, they've got skill. I don't understand. It's like their second line is better than their top line.
It makes no sense. I mean, Chimera, like, the whole thing with him is that he's fast, so he's going to keep up with the play, and he can drive the play, but he just can't do anything.
He's also one of those guys who's – he definitely has no problems with just standing in front of the net. So, I guess that's nice, but I just, it's not something that you want. Like, maybe, because didn't the Cavs put him on the power play? Because he
he was definitely good at that.
Right. So, but on just a normal, your top line, that's not what you want. Like, you're going against, I mean, I understand in a little bit just because of how fast he is, but still.
Yeah, it's got to be purely from a speed standpoint, because all he really does is slap shot from the blue line. I mean, he enters the zone, and then he just rips it every time. So,
yeah. I mean, straight, I would even take Clutterbuck just on, like, put Clutterbuck up there. He's on their fourth line.
You just wanted to say Clutterbuck.
I love Clutterbuck. I wish he was still on Minnesota. So that top line is Andrew Ladd, John Tavares, and, I guess they moved him down to the second line, because now it's Josh Bailey, who had that nasty overtime winner last night. Did you guys not see that?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so who were they playing? They were playing the Ducks. And it goes to overtime. Josh Bailey, probably like 2 minutes left. He just comes in from the right side on the point, dances, literally just dances between like three guys, just deeks through them, straight to the net, and then goes, okie dokes, the goaltender, goes left, right, and top shelf.
Wow.
It was so nice.
I love Josh Bailey because Craig Lachlan, Caps color commentator, calls him Beetle Bailey.
Why?
Because he's a weirdo.
He does all kind of weird stuff.
Yeah, I think he's just drunk all the time.
All right, elsewhere in the league.
We just move on from that, yeah.
Yeah.
Segway.
Elsewhere in the league, Jonathan Quick, out 3 to 4 months with a groin injury. Left the season opener with the groin injury, didn't finish the game, and it's not looking good for the Kings there. That's a big blow for them.
Yeah, it's concerning. Same injury he had 13-14. I think it was out 2 or 3 months then, maybe two.
Breaking news real quick, Jimmy Vesey just scored his first NHL goal with the Rangers against the Sharks right now.
Is his mom there?
That's good.
Yeah, very first goal.
Yeah.
Is his mom there?
What? Yeah, they didn't show his mom, so.
His mom doesn't love him.
Yeah, and they're playing at Madison. So.
Call up Mitch Marner and talk about your mom and stuff.
I'm sure she'll give him an earful.
Yeah.
But back to Johnny Quick. Yeah, I mean, this is a team that we already were very skeptical of. Yeah. They got a lot of young guys that are trying to, throw in there. I mean, Jonathan Quick, he's a Vezina contending goaltender almost every year. He's won a couple cups. He's a veteran guy on that team, and it's just not looking great without him being in that lineup right now. It's just really bad.
That's a good point. I think he brings a lot more than just a good goaltender. He's offered a lot. I think he's been, close to 10 years now?
I don't know if it's been that long, but he's been in the league for a while, and since they've been good, at least.
Sure.
Yeah. And, he knows what he's doing back there. I mean, he dictates that defense. I mean, so, I guess, who's their backup? Zakov. So, I know a little bit about him just because he used to play for the Pens, but, he gave up 4 goals to the Flyers the other night, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be rough.
Yeah. On to some happier news. Nail Yakupov, who we spent some time on the last podcast talking about, successful start with the Blues. He looked good.
Yeah, stoked for him. I think, actually, Chad, you picked him up in our fantasy league, didn't you?
I did. I snatched him. Love before the Blues game, actually.
Yeah, but you dropped Pavel Datsyuk for him, so.
Oh, you caught me. I just, man, that's that guy in the locker room, a lot of people asking questions. Oh, he doesn't do anything. He just sits around. But
It's like sliding on the ice.
You got to break something. You got to break that trend. People start asking questions.
He's a good. He's a good locker room presence. He's a real leader out there. He's a Lady Bing trophy winner. So you want those kind of guys around the boys.
That's what I was looking for, a Tim Tebow, something like that.
Yeah. So Yakupov, Chad, you got anything about him that you want to talk about? Because he's your boy, I guess.
He's a lonely dude. He's going through a lot right now. I think me and Sean were talking about it earlier. Sean had a quote from him.
Yeah, we have the quote. This came, I believe, after the first or second Blues game. They interviewed him, and he said, quote, When you've been away for a long time, live in a different country, different city, and different friends, you pretty much have nothing outside. It's really good here, but as soon as you go outside after practice, you're just alone. You're lonely, and this kind of thing gets into your brain and in your mind, and you have to fight that. I'm fighting, and now it's going to be much easier. I'm happy getting 2 points tonight, and it's going to be much easier for me to sleep tonight. Whoa.
Yeah, dude, Jesus Christ. You know what that means to me is that St. Louis, that whole team is a bunch of dicks.
Right?
Like, you saw Taylor Hall when he got to New Jersey. It was like all the team, oh, yeah, we all went out to dinner, and, like, I've been walking around with some of the guys, and we've been hanging out. Like, why isn't anybody – like, who's the other, like, lonely guy in St. Louis's locker room that can just – who's the backup goaltender or something that can just be like, hey, man, you want to, like, grab a bite to eat? I'm not doing anything for the next, like, week.
I mean, it's sad. Like, he said, like, the only thing that makes him feel good is that they won the game. Like, somebody help this kid out.
All right, it might have a lot to do with the Oilers organization, too. I mean, it's not a big secret that they've had their problems however many years. I don't know. He's from another country. You're away from your family. I don't know. I know he was, what, he was in the OHL for a couple years before he came, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's just an asshole.
I don't know. Chad, you
sent
me...
But I don't think the Oilers took the time.
You sent me this video, and this might have something to do with why he's so lonely. This was, and I'm going to play the clip from the video. This was after the 2012 World Junior Championships when Russia beat Canada. This is what he had to say.
We win first, we win in Canada. Second, we win Canada. Third, we win in 80,000 peoples. Red jersey, everybody put red and white jersey. But we win, we score more goals, and it doesn't matter how many shoots Canada shoot the outer pucks or our nets, so we win. We're pretty excited, and it doesn't matter right now. We beat Canada, so.
A little too close at the end there?
No, no. You can give me like 100 questions, but we win. Russia win. Russia better Canada, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Astute.
He may have.
Can you translate that for us?
He may have pissed off everyone in Canada with that. They take the World Juniors like really seriously.
Jesus Christ.
That might be why he's a lonely guy.
Yeah. I got like 10 words of that. So, but
he alienated a country.
Playing in Edmonton. So, like, when was that? That was in 2012?
Yeah.
So, that was, like, the start of his career. But you
He's
know
like,
what?
Yeah, you know, Canadians, they don't like me. I don't know why.
I'll tell you what. I'm looking at his career stats right now, and we like him, but he's been some butthole.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely. He has not.
Like, I didn't know it was this bad, though. His rookie season was pretty good. 17 goals, 14 assists. He has a career plus minus of minus 87.
Well, yeah,
right,
that kind of
stuck him on that like fourth line too.
Yeah,
I mean they surrounded him with dirt.
Team for yeah. I understand that.
That
obviously.
Team loses way more than it wins, so his plus minus
know,
is gonna be
I know,
awful.
But still.
I mean, hey, bro, stay away from your power goal.
I'm just saying, like, I get it. Like, it's a really bad team, but still, like, that's not good. I mean, he hasn't broken 15 goals since his rookie year, so he's never broken 20. I'm hoping he can do it with the. I think St. Louis is going to be really, really good this year.
I think he puts up 20 goals this season.
I would take the over on that too. You want to make that or not? Wait, are we all saying he would? Because that's not no.
Yeah, well, we can just say we don't have to
I'll,
put
I'll
money
take the
on
the under for the sake of making it an argument.
You can't take
no
the
way. He sucks.
He's on your fantasy team. You can't say that.
Yeah, apparently he's like the best friend that you he has now too. Because
I've been texting him, he just doesn't answer. So apparently he's not lonely.
Well, maybe you're just not close enough. You need to move to St. Louis, and then you.
All right, well, the point of that is somebody in St. Louis, reach out to Yakupov, be a friend, man.
Yeah, literally anyone.
He gets
like,
a little heavy sometimes. He gets a little heavy sometimes.
Like, they don't have any other Russian guys on the St. Louis squad.
Tarasenko.
Tarasenko.
Yeah, there you go, dude.
Yeah.
So you guys can call him Yak. That's a cool nickname.
Ooh,
you know, have any friends named Yak?
Yeah, just be his friend. He gets a little heavy sometimes, but, you know, he seems like a nice guy. Just be a pal.
Yeah. Just be his friend. All right, that's enough.
That's enough of Yakupov talk. Moving on to the, well, moving back, I guess, to the Maple Leafs. They retired 16 numbers just out of nowhere.
All right, guys.
Yeah, do you know the story behind this? Because I'm pretty confused. I was just hoping you would explain. I saw it in the rundown, but I was like, I heard about it, but literally have no idea, like, what they did. So,
they had, like, a Ring of Honor situation where they just had numbers up that past Leafs had worn, and they were in this, I don't know, prestigious place in the arena, and then they decided to retire them all in their first game, which is interesting because apparently, like, they didn't, this was a whole surprise to everyone there, and apparently it was also a surprise to the team because James Van Riemsdyk wore number 21, but 21 was a number that got retired, so he had to switch to number 25 after wearing number 21 for the first game of the season.
You know what's worse than losing your number to, like, the new guy on the team, like the really good guy they just traded for, is losing your number to a guy that was born in, like, 20.
So what, did they go back and retire all the jerseys of all the people's jerseys they would have retired?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, are there football – I know there's, like, football teams that kind of don't retire people's numbers, right? Like, do the Packers do that?
I think most teams do in some regard. They retire numbers.
Okay. I know that there's other – or maybe that's a baseball thing. Like, haven't the Yankees not retired really anyone's number?
Yeah, that's true. I feel like they haven't.
So, I mean, I think that's, like, a common theme between these really, like, storied franchises, but still, like, okay.
Right. Well, for the Leafs, it's like usually when you make a mistake, you do everything you can and, like, never make the mistake again. You know, you just, like, get better. Like, all right, well, we'll just retire everybody's jerseys. But I think that the Leafs have made so many mistakes that it's just nice for them to win one, you know? They're like, you know what? This is something we can fix.
I mean, I guess I'm okay. I really have no opinion on this at all.
I don't get it.
I just hope that they didn't tell him and he just showed up. JVR, that is. He just showed up and there was a different number in his locker.
Ooh, they didn't even ask him.
They just, yeah, you're 25 now. Suck it.
Nerd.
Oh.
But you having three names, you idiot.
that's so silly. He wore 21 for the first game, and then he had to switch to 25.
That's
I'm surprised that they... Wait, did they play at home the first game? No, they played in Ottawa. So
right.
I guess second game they...
Right. It was the first home game.
I mean, cool. Like, I don't know. Like, sweet.
All right. Well, something that's been going on across the whole league is goals, man. People are scoring goals and a ton of them. These games have been out of control. I mean, the Leafs-Sens game was... The Matthews game was 5-4. The Blues dropped 5 on the Hawks. Oilers beat the Flames 7-4. You know, these games have been crazy high scoring.
Yeah.
RIP goalies.
Yeah. I mean, it's so weird too because it's a lot of these have been on like top tenders too, which is just so weird.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's a good point.
Like the Blues dropped 5 on Corey Crawford. The first Blues game, or no, the second Blues game. Who's their current tender? Jake Allen.
Right.
So he got lit up in their second game. The Oilers dropped 7 on Brian Elliott, who now plays for the Flames. So his
and
debut,
my fantasy
the
team.
Flames was not good. And the Senators put 5 on Frederik Andersen with his debut for the Leafs. So like debuting for tenders this week has not been great. I mean, it's nice to see. This is what they kept asking for, right? Like, this is what people wanted.
Yeah, this is... Did hockey just make itself great? Is that what happened?
Yeah, they were just like, hey, let's be better.
We'll fix it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, there was a lot of discussion about maybe, like, decreasing the goalie pad size and stuff to increase scoring in the league, but apparently if you just get better players in the league, scoring goes up.
They should just score more goals.
Is that just what it is? Is that we have so many, like, top young players that are coming into league right now that it's just everybody's kind of scoring more? Or
yeah,
is this just...
You got fresh legs, too, first week. I'm sure the whole first month.
True.
I haven't really looked back, but I'm sure a lot of it has to do with that. But, yeah, that's a good point. Incredible young players right now.
Yeah,
I've also seen that a lot of these goals, like, they're just like, they're sweet. I mean, they're really just real nice goals.
Yeah.
Like ripping pipe on people, just all over the place. I have also noticed the five hole. I noticed this during the Pens game. Maybe it was just Fleury, but the Caps were going five hole on Fleury all over the place.
Fleury's always been a victim of the five hole, though, right?
Well,
I feel like that's always been his MO.
He was when he was a butterfly, but when he kind of moved to the hybrid, he noticed that it was a problem, and it seemed like he just kind of left it open to bait people into shooting there. So, like, right. a couple would get through. But maybe it's just because it's the start of the season, but they were going there. And I saw in the second, whoever went second in the shootout, he tried to go five-hole on Fleury again, and Fleury slammed the door on him. It looked like he kind of left it open a little bit.
Invited him.
Would go there because I forget who went first, probably Backstrom.
Oshie went first, and then I think Kuzi went.
Oshie went five-hole. Then Kuzi didn't score, right?
Right.
And then, again, Backstrom went five-hole. So, Backstrom's was really nice, too, because he came around, and then he just waited. Like, he knew he went right to left on him, and he knew that Fleury was going to have to open it up for a second just so that he could slide over to the right side, and then he just slotted it right in between them.
Right. But back to the goal scoring in numbers. But, yeah, it's been... I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with the incredible young talent in the league. I mean, obviously, Austin Matthews had a crazy debut, but McDavid has been going nuts. Laine scored. Burakovsky with the Caps. He's been great. I mean, these young guys have been just lighting up the stat sheet.
It's exciting.
Yeah, did you know it was pronounced Laine?
I learned that.
Yeah, I learned it when he scored his first goal because I had no idea. I thought it was Lane.
Right. Yeah, I'm just gonna roll with Lane.
Okay, Patrick Lane.
Yeah, you guys okay with that?
Cool. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Do you think? But yeah. So many goals, even own goals. There's been own goals. There's been a couple of own goals. The Blackhawks had one in their first game.
Come on, guys.
That one was from, like, the blue line, too.
It was sick.
It was their own blue line.
180 backhand.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the Canucks' first goal of the season was against themselves.
Yeah.
Classic Canucks.
It was a good one. Come on, guys. I know it's the first week, but Jesus, you can't justify that.
So, speaking of the Rangers Sharks game that just ended 7-4.
Transition.
So, yeah, I'm just saying we were talking high scoring games at 7-4.
Oh wow, another touchdown.
Yeah, one touchdown.
There you go. I mean, it's great because the goal scoring is up and maybe people are going to pay attention now because people like when points are scored, but I had some great ideas to increase scoring and now they're just going to be wasted.
Yeah, I know. Put a lot of effort into that.
Right.
And they're just like, no, we'll just score.
Yeah. Like maybe a 2 or 3 point area located around where Ovechkin sets up on the power play.
Mm.
You know? Mm. So like those...
That seems a little specific there.
I'm just thinking that would be a great idea.
Yeah. Sure, that would be very beneficial for Los Capitals.
I'd take it.
Yeah, sounds great. But as
also, I know I'm just, like, I keep butting in here, but I'm watching the post game right now, and Jimmy Vesey is wearing a fedora in the locker room, so I don't know if he's being dazed right now or what's
going
on.
He's dead to me.
Yeah, he looks like a damn fool.
Oh, God. Well, all right. He had a short-lived career.
It was nice while it lasted, you know?
See ya.
So as we're freaking out about high-scoring games, I think it's appropriate that we only do our week one overreactions. So what do you guys got?
Blues are the best. Tarasenko for president. Central division's locked up. No problem.
I like it because Tarasenko had a week one underreaction. I don't know if you saw that or not. Yeah. But he was asked what he thinks about their 3-0 start, and he just said nothing.
It was like, man.
Yeah, that's my man. Pretty cool words.
I'm gonna have to go with Penguins start 2-0. Crosby who? You know, who needs him? No, let's trade. Right. Who
that's
cares?
Great.
Okay.
2-0.
That's great.
So
boo.
Yeah.
That was a good overreaction though, to be fair.
I have to apologize to the Oilers. I'm sorry, Oilers, you're good. Your offense has been crazy. You're just scoring a ton of goals. I guess this is what happens when you have a terrifying mascot. You play well, because if you lose, you get fed to the mascot.
They have been... I mean, let's talk about that for a second. Their offense has been explosive, to say the least.
Yeah,
so
I might just start hammering Oilers overs whenever they start playing like a meh kind of goalie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we 14 goals in now? 13, 14?
Something
I mean, they've
like
been...
That. Yeah, they've been crazy.
They were like 14. They lost to the Sabres last night, like, I don't know, like 5-2, though, so...
Oh, well, that's okay. I also have to apologize to Connor McDavid. I went under on his points totals, and he's incredible, man. That kid is great.
I know. I also went under. I think Chad's the only one who went over. Actually, I can check right now. But
Gretzky's seal of approval, man.
Yeah, that was Matthews.
No, it was. I think it was McDavid too.
he's just handing.
I'm serious.
Just throwing him.
I feel like I read. I'll go back.
Oh, we all took the under.
Gretzky calls McDavid the best 19-year-old hockey player he's ever seen. I could get 60 goals playing with that guy.
All right.
Gretzky, dude, just giving him out.
So, you know, here, I hope he keeps playing like this. I want him to prove us wrong because he's been a joy to watch. And you see him get, like, smacked in the face by somebody's stick the other night, and he just took it like a man. Got stitched up on the sidelines. He was good to go.
That's what it's about. He's so fast and just good, just crazy good.
He turned on the Jets at the blue line, at their own blue line, and just went on the penalty kill. And, I mean, he was gone. Nobody could catch him.
He's so fast, he makes fast people look not fast.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's like walking good defenseman. It's pretty nuts.
I mean, yeah. Like, fast, well, like, really good skating defenseman. I mean, he's just burning by him. So that's something they're going to have to watch. If I'm an opposing coach, I'm making sure that he's not getting any open ice. I mean, you got to put like two bodies on him just so that he's not scoring at will.
Yeah. And I would say my other overreaction from week one is PK Subban looks great in Nashville.
Oh yeah.
I want to watch that team like every night. They're a ton of fun to watch.
He's loving it too. I mean, that's the perfect city for him, I think.
He's right where he wants to be.
Personality, everything about him. I mean, did you see he showed up to the pregame in like in yellow pants and a blue like a blue jacket?
Yeah.
Just another day.
Yeah, the dude loves the spotlight. He's great with the fans and the kids. I mean, he's great for the community, and I think it's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, did you see his goal celebration, the old lasso?
Oh yeah, I mean, and it was so. You see him almost fall over too.
The crowd
like
went nuts.
He coiled up the punch and then went for it, and he was like, "Ooh!"
The crowd went absolutely nuts, man. They love him there. That's gonna be great.
And I mean, how could you not love him? I mean, everybody in Montreal loved him too. So,
right,
he's a lot of fun to watch, and he's just. I mean, he's great. Love it.
Oh, we have one more overreaction. Sorry about that. The Buffalo Sabres are cursed.
Oh yeah,
it's Bylsma's karma.
The Bylsma curse, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you did.
So Jack
you know
Eichel,
what you did, Dan.
Jack Eichel got hurt in practice before the season started, like one day before their first game, and then he's got a high ankle sprain, which is not good for hockey players. And then in the first game, Evander Kane went real hard in the boards and cracked a couple ribs. So. That's not good.
Yeah, that trade's looking okay.
Watching him like fly into the boards like that, it hurt from here. And a lot of people had him, you know, scoring 20 plus, like getting up there again. So, right. I think overall, I just think this is really bad for, you know, if we were gonna grade who. Like, whose injuries out of, like, Crosby, Eichel, Kane, Quick, all these guys, you know, what's going to be the most impactful to their team? It's got to be Eichel and Kane because these are two guys that – this is a really young team.
Yeah.
And they're learning to play together. They're going to be – they just need to spend time with each other, playing on the road and playing at home and, you know, try and – these are two young guys that are still trying to develop. The whole team's trying to develop. And when you just take the two centerpieces out of that team, it's, I mean, you can't really move anywhere. You can't move forward until these guys get back on the ice. So,
and the Sabres don't really have a ton, you know?
They've got some good young pieces, but again, like, you take two, I mean, imagine taking like Phil Kessel and Sidney Crosby, or like Malkin and Crosby out of Pittsburgh. And those are all young guys. Like, that's
Kessel.
Yeah. That's a big deal. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's huge.
So, yeah. Sorry, Buffalo Sabres fans. And sorry, Buffalo area bars. Evander won't be getting after it as hard as he usually does.
Sorry, Sabres.
Actually, out of the Canes, who do you think goes harder, Evander or Patrick?
Oh, I gotta go Patrick.
See, that's a question, though.
I mean, he is... Should we go back? I mean, he's been into some shit, man. It's,
I guess you gotta go Patrick Kane, but Evander Kane is still younger, so he's got time to make up for...
Oh, good point.
Yeah, good point.
The Kane boys.
It's the name.
I mean, Evander Kane still needs to, like, sexually assault some people. Maybe, you know, didn't Patrick Kane, like, assault a cab driver or something?
Yeah, he's done some things.
So, I mean, we got to go Patrick Kane, but I got hope for Evander. I think he's got some talent. I think he's a young talent.
He's going to develop. If they ever ended up on the same team, I think that would just be a disaster.
Woof, yeah.
The Kane boys.
They'd just both be on IR drinking and breaking shit.
All right. So our prediction for this week, the primetime games. Tuesday, we have Flyers at Blackhawks. Shocker, another Blackhawks game on NBC. Can you believe it?
Wow, I can't.
Good for them. You know, the not-so-exposed Blackhawks. They're really getting out there and strutting their wings.
Now we just need a good Red Wings game, maybe the next night.
Yeah, right.
It's nice, too, because a lot of people don't know about the Blackhawks. They're a smaller market team, so getting out there.
Tired of seeing the Columbus Blue Jackets. Like, Jesus. God.
You know, seeing Arizona every night on TV is just worse.
We get it.
Yeah, we get it.
Had a cool jersey in the 90s.
We get it. The Phoenix Coyotes, okay?
We get it. Austin Matthews is from there. That's our new segment. We get it.
We get it.
I'm gonna go Flyers upset. You know, I feel like everyone's kind of feeling the Hawks. I think, I'm so high on the Hawks. I think they'll get it together for sure. But I'm gonna take an upset this game. Flyers are looking for a nice win here on the road.
Yeah, I actually am gonna agree with you.
God damn
it! The Blackhawks have been meh so far this season.
Yeah, a little downswing.
Yeah, they've given up some goals. It looks like they're trying to figure it out. And I knew have a period where they were going to be like, okay, we lost some guys and we're switching up some lines. I mean, obviously they have those pieces, and I agree with you. They're going to get it together. But, you know, this is really the time when, if you want to get points against them, I think it's the right time to do it. So, yeah, I agree. The Flyers, I really don't know what to make of them. So far, they beat the Kings when they still had Quick, and then they just lost to Arizona. So, they're an enigma of a team so far this season.
They're gritty, you know. They're definitely, they've always had that gritty.
Oh yeah.
Team you don't want to play. I think that's like not who the Blackhawks want to play right now. A team that's going to grind out a win, you know.
Well, and you saw Augustus Bear take a skate to the face last game.
Right.
He's going to come out next game, goal and an assist, and they're going to take it. So.
Well, I took the Flyers too. I didn't think.
Ooh, switching it up.
I definitely thought Chad was going to at least take the Blackhawks. But,
I thought he was going to take the Blackhawks. So I was like, oh,
hey, man.
I thought I was going to be like the guy out on a limb taking the Flyers in Chicago.
Yeah, me too.
God damn it, guys. Fine.
All right, so we all take the Flyers?
Yeah, whatever. Next up, Wednesday night rivalry night.
Ooh, this is a good one.
The Red Wings at the New York Rangers. First, over under, how many times did they say original six?
Well, I was about to say it, so I'm gonna go 12.
I'm gonna go six.
It's probably gonna be about 1,000.
Oh, I like that. He's taking six, original six.
Ooh.
And then they mention, I'm gonna go over, because then they're gonna notice and they're gonna say, oh, we've mentioned it six times. That counts as another mention. That's seven mentions. That's an over.
Smart.
Oh man. All right, I'm going to make my pick first so you guys don't take it. I'm taking the Red Wings.
Okay. Do you want to explain your pick, or you're just going?
I like Henrik Zetterberg and his beard.
Also, that's a dope name. I've always okay.
So there you go.
Yeah, great name. That's a really good point.
Yeah. Chad?
I'm going to go Rangers here. They're good at home. I know me personally, I hate – well, the Caps do well at MSG, but I always get nervous when we got to play there. It's just a scary place to play. 2-1. I think the Rangers get their third win here. The Sharks are no joke. I mean, that's who they just played against. The Red Wings are no joke, but I think Rangers take it.
Okay. I was pretty torn on this one. I originally had the Rangers, and I am actually going to stay with them. So I'm going to take the Rangers. They put up 7 tonight. They've looked pretty good so far this season. I think the Red Wings. Oh, no. I think the Red Wings also have, you know, played okay. I think they won tonight. So I just think at home, they're just good at Madison. And yeah. I think, and see, the weird thing about us taking these picks like a week in advance is that, especially early in the season, we have no idea who's going to be in goal because they seem to switch it up every night.
Okay, you don't have to make excuses yet. It's fine.
Especially early on.
I'm not making excuses at all because I'm 4-0. So
okay, all right.
I don't really need to make. I'm just saying I don't really need to make excuses.
Take it easy.
And while we're on at Sean is 3-1 and Chad is 1-3. So
killing it.
I'm going to take the Rangers too. So I guess this week isn't really going to change much because
we all
took the Flyers and two of us are taking the Rangers. So.
Well, it's going to be great when the Red Wings win. So those are our picks for the week for the NBC games. Be sure to tune in.
Oh, real quick, the Pens just lost in overtime, so we are now 2-0-1.
Oh,
thank
man.
You. Thank you for Penguins update. I was really curious.
So as far as who's Crosby, I know who he is. We need him.
That's good. Immediately walk that back. That's good. All right. So some notes around the league. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but the Blue Jackets super fan, the guy who danced, I think it's Dancing Kevin or something like that.
Yeah, it's Kevin.
He lost a bunch of weight, and people are upset.
Yeah, nah, Kevin. It doesn't work, man. Jonah Hill taught us. You just stay fat.
Yeah, if Jonah Hill's taught us one thing, it's that when you get skinny, everyone hates you. So,
come on, Kevin.
You either have to be really good looking and be skinny or just funny and fat. So you know, take your choice.
He dropped 160 pounds in 9 months.
Holy shit.
Christian Bale machinist diet.
I was going to go Kelly from The Office tapeworm diet.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Nice.
I like that one. I think, why isn't everyone like, hey, good for you, dude. You're not going to die in 3 years.
Oh, right. Yeah,
it's because part. Now he still wants to be... He was a super fan because he was fat. Like, he'd take his shirt off and dance, and people were like, that's like funny. Like, I like to laugh at fat people. And, like, now he still wants to be a super fan, and he's just a guy.
And he's got that, like, weird thing where your skin's stretched out. Like, come on, Kev.
I guarantee he puts the weight back on.
Throw that shirt on, bro.
Like, now him dancing is just a guy dancing.
Right. Like if I wanted to see a guy dancing, I could just like go outside and give someone $5 to dance. But
what?
Where do you live? Is there like a carnival circuit on your route?
What?
Like, all I'm saying is if I want to go outside and watch a fat guy dance, I can't do that. I got to go to a hockey arena. That's the only place to do it. So
that's pastime.
I got to go to a hockey arena if I want to see that kind of action.
Gotta see a goal, gotta see a fight, gotta see a fat guy take his shirt off. That's hockey.
Yeah, that's hockey. All day.
There you go. We have a Jager watch. Well, we don't really have a Jager watch, but I don't ever want to not have Jager watch.
So Jager watch.
He played over 19 minutes in the first game of the season, which is normal for a top 6 forward, but he's 44 years old.
Wow.
Are they trying to kill him?
I think he's like an orange. And they're just going to squeeze him until there's only juice left, and then they're just going to be like, okay, thanks for the love, Yogs.
I think he's trying to kill himself. He's like, you know what? How far can I go?
Yeah, Warrior's death. I bet you, you know, since the hurricane, he, you know, he wanted to see how long he could go without water. He's just going for it.
He's still going.
I'm gonna play 20 minutes a game. See how long
water
before I pass out. Yeah.
Oh, he's also already picked up an assist on the season. So good for Jágr. He just refuses to be shown up by the young guys. Like he saw that Matthews scored 4 goals, and he's just like, "Oh, I got to be out there."
Oh shit! Speaking of the young guys, honest, did you see the overtime goal that they had to win the game against, I think, Arizona?
I did not.
I don't even shit. I forget who it was. I think Barkov scored the goal, or whoever's number 16 scored the goal, because D. Gordon tweeted that, you know that was Jose Fernandez's number, and in their first game.
Oh, right. I did see this.
But whoever, I forget who it was, he goes behind the net. He's just on the forecheck, and he literally, the guy's behind the net, he literally just, like, picks this guy up and, like, throws him to the ground, and then the puck's just lying there because he just destroyed this guy, and then he passes it across, and Barkov one times it for the goal. I mean, it was ridiculous. You got to look it up.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Remaining, we have Stud of the Week. You guys got the Studs of the Week?
Yeah, Stud of the Week. Kevin. Dude.
The fat guy?
You got to get fat again, Kev. It's not working. You're just a guy dancing. Come on, Kev.
That's great.
My Stud of the Week is the NHL. You know, you did it. We're back.
Thanks, guys.
Goals. Looks like you didn't need our help, you assholes. You know, you just made this, you just concocted this problem so that only you had the cure. And then you just told the guys, hey, go score more. So good for you. You did it. Stud of the Week.
Okay, great. I'm going to have a real Stud of the Week. And I was between two. I'm going to go with Jonathan Quick. I don't know if you saw that. He, in that game, he tried to fight Joe Pavelski for touching the puck after a goal. He immediately, like, went after him like a madman, which is, like, NHL 15 level, like, goalie aggro shit, where anytime you get near him, they just try to murder you. And then he immediately got hurt and is out for 3 months. So, good job. Good job.
He tweeted that link, too, and it was hilarious. He's just, like, the play's over, and Pavelski's completely unaware.
Yeah.
That Quick is, like, skating after him as hard as he can.
Coming for blood.
He's just kind of, like, drifting away.
Try to get him.
So it was between him and Justin Williams, who body-slammed the shit out of Evgeny Malkin. But I had to go with... I love Williams too much. I had to go with Jonathan Quick.
Yeah. You gotta love the hair.
All right. That's our show. Thanks for tagging along. Don't forget to press subscribe and follow us on Twitter at @_oddmanrush or shoot us an email at theoddmanrushpodcast@gmail.com. See you next week.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you.
We love you, Jágr.
Take us out, DJ Rico.
Rico.
DJ Rico on the track.